Okay, Gordon, straighten this all out. To what Ron Kirk's point, to the point that China really wants to dominate the world and be the number one economy. Put that in all together for us.
Yeah, well, first of all, China has this Made in China 2025 program, which would basically mean the U.S. would have no economy left because they want to dominate 10 critical sectors, including aircraft, electric cars, semiconductors. That's just completely unacceptable, not only to the United States, but to the rest of the world, because they're using industrial policy to do that. You know, when you look at what President Trump is doing, I mean, he understands that this current trend can't continue. And I think that what we're going to see is that President Trump's going to use American power. The Chinese are going to shrink back because they have no choice, because their economy is so dependent on ours. Trump understands that. President Obama unfortunately didn't, and neither did President Bush before him. So I'm sort of optimistic that Larry Kudlow is actually right, that the Chinese will slink back and that we will see the pot of gold.
Excuse me, Gordon, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Daniel Patrick Moynihan saying you didn't point out the weaknesses structurally going on in the Soviet Union when it came
Absolutely.
To the living age of the health problems of the people in the Soviet Union. Watch out what's really happening in China when you tear that lid off. That's coming. Gordon, good to see you. Thanks so much. Thanks for coming
Liz.
On.